Loud and clear, Chief.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Size.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yep. That's about it.
Okay. Oh, you got a negative there, so just
make sure
it's yep. positive.
That will be.
There yep. you go.
Cool. Yep. Hastings traffic, Foxtrot, Whiskey Kilo, hangars, taxiing to hold point 190. Hastings traffic, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, Cross Vector, and we'll be backtracking 1 minute.
It's odd how that's just green, like it's almost been not mowing that bit, little bit there, eh?
Yeah. A lot of grass.
Hey?
A lot of grass.
Yeah. Turn it into hay, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just park it over there a little bit more. Just come over. Just park it with that yellow line. So
yep.
just keep it, there you go. That's better right there. That's perfect.
Right there?
Right there.
Cool.
So just that prop's not too close to all the stones over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep.
And throttle friction set, trim, set of takeoff, mixture, fuel is on. Flaps, instruments. Ignition is on both. Hatches and harnesses are secure.
Secure, yeah. And,
controls full free, correct.
Sweet.
Waipukura, I don't know, Waipukura, Waraikako.
Oh, where are we vacating to? Just say vacating south and we'll make a call as we get, when we get up.
Okay, yep, cool. Okay. Hastings traffic, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, lining up 1-9. Traffic Fox Whiskey Kilo rolling 1-9 vacating to the south.
It is a bit bumpy, yeah.
Feet already. Maybe Lake Pukawa?
Yeah, we'll just keep heading this way for a bit, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Just have a look behind you to see how we're tracking.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, he'd always like for the car anyway.
Yeah. I think Triple Fox will be killer later when vacating to Lake Pukawa. Climbing 3,000. What's the ceiling around here?
Oh yeah, 2,000, 2,500, so we're past it now, so it's a
target for us. Cool.
just having a look down that way as well too.
Sorry?
Just having a look down to the north there, northeast, to see enough for there, but yeah, we should be able to get 3,000 here.
Yep. Used to this turbulence.
Okay.
I'm still not used to the turbulence.
Ah, me neither. Oh, we're up here, it's all right, that's good.
Yep. Get over those hills.
Sweet, so we'll look at these, we'll just look at a stall and the approach configuration and bits and pieces and see, have a look.
Yep.
So when you're ready, just set us up for a stall and approach configuration. So with the stalls, so you're just feeling a bit nervous about wing drops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also this turbulence.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, let's see how we go. We'll just do it. Let's just do one, the approach configuration.
Okay, yep.
And we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay, cool.
Right, so, you're with me, so it's all good.
Yep.
So, just be relaxed about that.
Yep.
And this is the time to make mistakes, is with me on board.
Yep.
So, cool. Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. Just a hazel check.
Yeah.
So, we're 3,000 feet. We're going to use the power and flip.
Yeah.
Configuration.
Yeah.
Security. No loose items. Ish. Kind of.
Yeah.
It'll be right. Engine T's and P's are in the green.
Yeah.
And location, not above a delta carrier or high terrain.
Yeah.
And then lookout. So,
generally, so the other thing I do when I'm doing stalls are perfect. It's all good.
Yep.
Is lookout turns. I'll just do 290s because I want to basically face into wind.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Is this into wind?
Yeah, pretty much,
yeah. So, we'll go to the east and then we'll direct to the south.
Oh, cool, yep. All good, my side. You can definitely feel that camp kicking up on. Perfect. Cool. Well, let's just try one of those power and flap jobs.
Yep, so just recover at the ball home.
Yeah, just at the buffet, eh? Or buffet.
Buffet,
yeah, that'll be good. Just with buffet's fine.
Yep.
they just ignore the horn.
Yep. Yeah.
To recover. Right, just I've control.
Yeah, control.
So we'll just sit here in this. So yeah. So
yep.
Just as you come out the stall, just feel, watch my feet. Feel my feet.
Yep.
So I'm just picking a reference point there. What I've got 1500. Sorry, it's turning. So just. I'm just using the feet. That's all I'm doing.
Yep.
And that's all you do. And then so if you kind of use it there, then all of a sudden you just kind of push forward. Roll the windshield, now it's flying, and
yep.
Then out. See that?
That was, my sensation was overtaking my...
Yeah, that's good, all right, so we're just kind of acknowledging that, so let's just do that again. So I just use my feet.
Yep.
I'll let it go, and then it'll go, and then I'll just check forward, I'm just pushing forward. Now I'm rolling my wings level, because I'm flying now, and
yep.
Then I'm recovering.
Okay.
So just
still getting used to the sensation.
yeah, so do one more time.
Okay.
All right. That's my height, there we go. So pulling back, so I'm just using my feet. Okay, it's going to drop, I check forward, I feel the rudder, now I can roll my wings level.
Yep.
And then climb back out.
Okay.
How was that, Chief? Okay.
Still getting there.
Yeah, okay, so what we'll work on then is we'll just work on a couple. I'll just say recover, but I just want you using this leading into the stall. I don't want you using that, all right? So we'll just try that bit first, all right?
Okay.
All right, so... you have control?
I have control.
Yeah. So just spin us around 180 degrees.
Yep.
Actually, this might be...
You want me to raise a flip?
Oh yeah, that'd be good too. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, maybe about there, that's probably a bit, you might be a bit better. We'll just go this way for a bit, so just try a stall this way.
Yep.
Alright, so give it a go. So, hell check's complete. I've done the hell check.
Yep, okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, right. So just pick something a reference point just up there and just use those feet to keep it straight. Just keep it straight on that, keep it straight.
Yep.
Just keep it straight, that's it. Alright, just recover there. That's it. That's it, just check a little bit, that's it. That's it. Now you can centralise that rudder. Awesome, perfect. What was wrong with that?
Aileron a bit.
Nothing, mate. You were just a little bit late on the rudder, but you didn't use any aileron, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, so just climb back up.
Yep.
We got all the flap up? No, cool, you climb it, that's it, full power. Spin around 180, I'll just see what happens here, because it might not be... So you've got to let those tell those feet what to do, right?
Right, yep.
So just a little bit slow on that.
Yep.
Oh, let's turn that dome light off. Alright, cool.
I feel like I need to fix up my seatbelt. That's right.
You okay?
Is it like up here rather than down here?
I have control.
You have control?
Yeah. You want to lie across your hips, so just pull that one in. Pull those on there tight. Is it more comfortable?
That's better. Yep.
Righto. Okay.
Okay.
So again, I'll just call the recovery, but yeah, so it may drop a wink, but yeah, just use those feet, all right?
Yep.
So use those feet leading up and use them in the recovery. Cool. Away you go.
Cool.
Just wake him up a little bit. That's it. Okay, just have that reference point up in there. Just maintain that. Don't worry about speed or anything else. Just maintain it just so you can pick it right up there. That's it. I can feel those feet going in. Awesome. Cool. Just keep coming back. Keep coming back. There it goes. And just relax that back pressure. That's it.
Check forward. Huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yep.
So just relax that back pressure. You're just not quite doing that as well.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, just relax it.
Yep.
Right, I'll tell you that the health check is now complete, so you're now clear to pick a reference height, reference point ahead, and go ahead and do another one.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to just keep it straight with that rudder.
Yep.
And as the aircraft stalls, just opposite rudder, just relax a bit of back pressure. That's it. You're pretty good focused on that. It's good. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming. Keep coming.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's in a stall.
Yeah.
That's already stalled.
Oh, bugger. Okay. Okay, just try it. Will I have control?
You have control?
Righto. Okay, I'm just going to bring it back to the stall again.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so I've got it in the full configuration.
Yep.
We are flying. You have control?
I have control.
Just grab a reference point out there. That's it. Keep going. Just keep pulling back. Keep on, that's it. Keep going. All right.
Ooh. Weave.
Yeah.
All right. That was a bit more than I expected. Wow.
Okay, so just relax that back pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not running yet, so I recover. Yeah. Okay, we'll do what? Shall we do one more?
Okay.
Sweet. This time we'll just do a 180. Actually, no, you can do it. I'll just do 290s, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest wing drop I've ever had.
It's going to be hard, quite hard when you review the footage to see if you're drifting left or right, but
yep.
Maybe the compass might give it away.
Yeah, sure. I can kind of see myself drifting left or right. It's okay. Just I think my foot is,
yeah.
I'm not pushing the pedals enough to yeah. keep the balance.
And just relax that back pressure too.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah. If you think people enjoy wing drop stalls, no one really does, right? So yeah, no. Yeah.
Hey, 6 traffic, Sierra Charlie Alpha is one power, 1,800 feet, tracking to the north.
Micro cluster,
yeah,
at some point.
Okay, so coming back, so just keep those central and just use those feet, pick that reference point. Okay, so when the aircraft stalls, we're just going to relax that brake pressure and we're going to apply opposite rudder. That's all we're going to do.
Yep.
Keep pulling. There it goes. Raise the nose back on the horizon. That's it. So just to reiterate, I have control.
Yeah, control.
So it's just that. So it's this bit here, right? So I'll just bring us back.
Yep.
So it's this bit here. When it's stalling, it's just unstalls the aircraft. Just that, all I did there, unstall
yep.
it. All right?
Yep.
That's the unstalling bit. And then when I do the feet bit, it's the, okay, it's not going to go yet.
Oop.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it at that anyway.
Okay.
Do that. That's all up. Cool. And where's our mate from my power? Over it. So a quick look.
What do you say? 1,500?
1,700? Yeah. Not sure. This is our airstrip here that we were going to go and have a look at today, but.
Are you?
I don't think it's going to probably work. So there. We're doing 120 knots. Holy shit! What's all we doing?
What's that?
Saying that we're doing 120 knots. And we're doing
122 knots. Wow.
30 knots.
It does feel fast.
It feels super fast, man.
Do I have to do the solo today, or?
No. Oh, you don't have to do a solo today, nah.
Okay, cool.
I'd never push anyone into something who feels comfortable about it, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I wanted to go on to the next lesson and just kind of work at it and then.
Yeah, we can come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, I can go on to the next.
Yeah, you can, absolutely.
Yeah,
that'll
be good.
That's the strip we're going to look at there, but...
Where is it?
Just here. Just right here. That's the airstrip we're going to look at today, but...
Oh, yeah, nice.
I just think with that wind, it's just going to be...
You know the owners will...
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Are you allowed to touch and go and stuff, or...?
Oh, we could touch it going up, but I just think today,
all right.
The amount of wind we've bloody got, like, let's have a quick look.
Yep. Wow.
Yes, probably just getting a bit too gnarly, eh? I ain't going in there today, so we're not a good idea.
Maybe this afternoon when it's a bit calmer?
Yeah, a bit calmer, yeah. Yeah, it's quite a quartering tailwind.
Yep. 70 knots.
That's up there, yeah. Wow, look at that, feel that.
Wow.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah. Righto.
Yep. Today would have been a good day to do those forced landings.
Yeah.
Because that time we did it, we didn't even have any wind, so...
Right. I'll tell you what we can do is just... Hastings Base, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo.
Go ahead.
Just do a wind check at there, what's the window?
Hastings Weather Information Alpha. Issued at 20167, wind 090 degrees, 14 knots, gusting 21, QNH 1019, temperature 12.4.
Did you say it's an easterly, 090?
Affirm.
Huh.